ago, there was a bracha in yeshiva. I discussed Shai Twersky when we learned Lashon Hara. Yedizach is bashert, and Shai was somebody who, in many ways, is the poster child for a bracha that's learned in this yeshiva. Is somebody who I describe this the sweetness, the sincerity, the shmiras halashen that he worked on was a very, very special and worked on and authentic and sincere grown person. And he was nifter. His yard site is Yud Adar Sheni. Now Shaya was a musician. He played music. He played beautiful music. And we've been zeicha in the years in yeshiva. In the Siyata Deshmaya, in these 24 years of our precious yeshiva, that this beautiful music comes forth from the yeshiva. It's interesting. It's to be noted, a lot, tens of thousands of people, and no, it's not an tens of thousands tune in to the music of the yeshiva. Tens of thousands of yidden listen to the songs that come out of the yeshiva. It's pashut to me that the sincerity here, music is real music. The word Jewish music is, there's plenty, playing Jewish words doesn't make it Yiddish music to me. The music that's halig comes from very deep places inside of a person. And an expression of holiness from deep, longing for Hashem, that comes from deep inside a person when a person's in touch and honest and sincere, beautiful music comes out to the world. And with Siyata Deshmaya, guys have composed for years in the yeshiva. Shaya was somebody who played music. He was zeiche, he composed one song. It was like, it was remembered as one song we have from Shaya, Altira Kiyashirish, a beautiful song that in the first Waterbury album, is that true, was actually played his song. Shaya Twersky did compose one song. One of the first composers in the yeshiva, and somebody who really, a brilliant Talmud Chacham, but brought this honesty, Rebbe Elisha Friedman is here today, and he's somebody who very early in the yeshiva would compose music that energized the whole yeshiva. In the world of Chassidus, we've spoken, Chassidus was not like a new Chiddush. The Baal Shem, I get upset when we talk, and it cost me my early life that I didn't read the Svarim. I labeled it, it's Chassidic. It was a way of, they're just Tzaddikim learning Torah. There's no, we label it as a tremendous mistake. It cost me in my life because I labeled it something instead of a tzaddik to a Torah. Do you want to? And it does not every tzaddik's Torah resonates by me. But stop giving it a name. The name was an ability to detach. It's very silly. It's like a childish thing. There's no. They were big yidden. They were tzaddikim. They were like serving Hashem. And in the world of the Baal Shem, music had a very, very big place in the world of Chassidus. He did not invent that. I'm a Levi in the Beis HaMikdash, there was song. There was song in the Beis HaMikdash, and always Shira, David HaMelech wrote Shira v'Sishbachis. They're always back from Az Yashir when Klal Yisrael sang a Shira when we left Mitzrayim. Song has always had a very big place in the life of a Yid serving Hashem and singing songs, Shiru Loi, Zamru Loi, Sikh. There was always Pashat, the basic of a Yid, is singing to Hashem, deep expressions of connection to Hashem. And from very early in this yeshiva, song just connecting in a deep and present and meaningful way to Hashem, to his Torah, to his people, was always very, very important in the yeshiva. This was something by the Baal Shem. They used Zmiris with something. And again, it wasn't, these tzaddikim didn't invent things. There are things, it's like Shachum v'chaz v'yastam. There are things, they weren't inventing anything, not the Divrei Torah. They were learning and connecting. It wasn't per se Enkel Chodesh. It wasn't Chidushim. It wasn't, the Chidushim were, they were Nischadish. They had a certain Nischadshus in things. They were serving Hashem, like all the Avais, like all the greats that preceded them, they were serving Hashem. This powerful aspect of music, of singing to Hashem, has always been important in the yeshiva, like it's been important in Klal Yisrael. The Talmidim of the Baal Shem definitely used music. I don't want to limit it there. There were many, many tzaddikim. Reb Meir Shapiro sang with his Talmidim a lot. To name one tzaddik, many tzaddikim, many ga'inim, many yidden tapped into the koyach of Zmiris, very, very stark. Yidden forever, yidden sing Zmiris on Shabbos Kodesh, sing Zmiris on Yom Tov, sing Hallel forever. That's the way of our people using Zemer to connect to Hashem. Reb Elisha Friedman in the yeshiva brought song and would compose songs that he would connect to the words, connect to the tunes, and it galvanized, it energized the yeshiva. I'm very, very happy he's here in Shai Twersky's yard site. I'm going to ask him to play to the chevra some songs, some old songs from the yeshiva. I'm sure there's some new songs. We'll have Shlomo play for the chevra. I'm going to ask Yehuda. I want to specifically at Shaya's yard site today. He was somebody who was very shayach to the koyach of Nagina, of song. I want to share something. The Nesiva Shalom, a sefer that increasingly I like plugging into. And I want to share something. I told the guys, it's not to be spooky. Shaya Twersky was Nifter, Yud Adar. The last Gemara he ever learned. They found the markings. He learned second Seder in Yeshiva Thursday afternoon. He drove into New York, and then he was Nifter on the way back to Yeshiva Friday morning. The last Gemara he marked was the Gemara Ksuba Staf Kuf Gimel. It's apparently the last Gemara he ever learned. It says, whoever's mace be'erev Shabbos is a simin yafalei. That's the last Gemara he learned, that whoever's nifter on Erev Shabbos, it's a good sign by the person. And then he was nifter on Erev Shabbos. Now, on Amalek, the Nesivishim, nothing's a coincidence. And this Shabbos is Parsha Zachar. I'm going to remind the Olam again to please make every effort to go to shul. We have a mitzvah d'oraisa to read these three psukim at the end of Kiseitse. And it's the story of Amalek. Now, it needs study. Like, there were many people who attacked the Yidden. And there were people before Amalek and many, many after Amalek. And it's funny, Amalek were a bunch of nerds. In Svarim speak about it. Amalek was a very weak army. I say they were nerds. They were like Shvacha Mises. We were attacked by much more scary enemies. Amalek was like a Shvacha group of bandits. They didn't do crazy. We were... Egypt pulverized us with much more success than Amalek. And after Amalek, many countries had more success. And we mark this Amalek. Don't ever forget what Amalek did. There's something, what Amalek represents, and Bechinas Amalek, that Amalek is the ultimate enemy. And we're mitzvah. Don't ever forget what Amalek did. And Amalek is something very, very powerful that he is mitzvah. It can't just be limited that somebody attacked us. There was no, we've been attacked our entire existence and attacked by much more formidable enemies than Amalek. They were a pretty shvach enemy. They were a ragtag army that we pulverized. And yet Amalek, it's like strange, and yet don't ever forget what Amalek. And Amalek is the ultimate war. It's the war, Muhammad Hashem Amalek Midar Dar. Amalek is the ultimate constant war. So we have to study what Amalek is. I'm going to read just simply, the Nesiva Shalom says, many Svarim bring this, and he says this is why Zachar is specifically on Shabbos. Remember, we could remember Amalek once a year. It doesn't have to be on Shabbos Kodesh. And yet we do our mitzvah this coming Shabbos, Be'ezer Hashem. And he says that Amalek's on Shabbos. Amalek is Gematria Reish Mem, 240. Ayin is 70. Mem is 40, is 110. Lamed is 30, is 140. And Kuf is 100, 240. Amalek is Gematria 240. The word Ram, which means arrogance. The Ram is Gematria 240. And he says the Inyan Amalek is the forces of geyus and yeshus nefredus, a separate existence from Hashem, a nigud liktusha, it's gaiva. Amalek doesn't want God, doesn't want a connection to God. It's a person, our own existence. We are barbaric. We pride on being barbaric. Who's God? What's God? There's no connection to Hashem here. There's the human being. It's inyan of yeshus, of own identity, no connection to Hashem. That is the forces of Amalek, Ram, is gaiva. They don't want a connection to Hashem. We've been attacked many times. Amalek didn't like the Yid because they don't want Hashem to have a dira b'tachtainim. No God here, no people of God here, no such thing. No people of God here. They don't like the inyan of a people of Hashem. He has no foothold here. There's no connection. Separate, Yeshus and Nefredes is the koyach of Amalek. And Shabbos is the exact opposite. He said, the klipa of Amalek, he calls Amalek in Sfarim's, called a lot of klipa. It's the opposite of Shabbos Kodesh. He said, the Muhammad of Amalek is separate from Hashem. And the Inyan, Lizkar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha, is the opposite, a Yid's connection to Hashem. He brings from the Baal Shem, he brings here in the Nesiva Shalom, he brings this Gemara Ksubis to be Mesper of Shabbos. And he says that he brings the words, does a person choose Masa Yamas? So he says, the Pirish is that the Derech HaYafil Yehudi, who's standing Erev Shabbos, and he wants to get enveloped in Shabbos, he wants a Kesher to Hashem, is to be Meisper of Shabbos, to chap that everything's Tully and Hashem, to give it up on Erev Shabbos. All week long, we're doing effort as we're mitzvah to. But the hakara that everything's from Hashem, we're in good hands, Hashem runs the world, is the bechin of Meisper of Shabbos. There was a guy in yeshiva, one of the most special B'nai Aliyah we ever had in this space, Medrash. On his own, he didn't know this Baal Shem. He felt Shabbos intuitively. He liked Shabbos and the connection to Hashem that Shabbos affords. His neshama, he was like, felt very connected on Shabbos. And he wanted Erev Shabbos to come into Shabbos properly. The guy would write down on his own, he was felt this. On Erev Shabbos, he would write down the list of his problems and he would give it up to Hashem. You're in charge. I'm not worrying about them. You're controlling. Hashlich al Hashem es Yavcha. Throw to Hashem your packages. He would write up Erev Shabbos his issues. Say, I'm not, it's all you, Hashem. You're in charge. I'm not worrying about it. He would go into Shabbos like Ruya, come. That's, he's mechabin to the Baal Shem. That Meisper of Shabbos, Simon Yafaloi, Meisper of Shabbos is the Bechina of faith. Hashem runs the world. The Yid takes himself out. That's the Achana for Shabbos. In that place of humility, God runs the world. And we're totally biyad Hashem. That's Meisper of Shabbos, the recognition. It's not all on me. It's not all, the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world. That's the Bechina of Meisper of Shabbos. This guy would be Meisper of Shabbos by writing out his issues. Write them to Hashem and give them up. Hashem, I give it up to you. That was his bechin of Meisper of Shabbos. The Baal Shem said that's the pshat of Meisper of Shabbos, a simon yafalei, that a yid, on Erev Shabbos, yid and always were Meisper of Shabbos. That was the achana for Shabbos Kodesh. And he says a person who does this on Erev Shabbos gives it up. Shem runs the world. Yidn stop. Typically, yidn, the minig Yisrael was not to do malacha after chatzais. That's the Gemara, Medina, the Gemara already, that the minig was Yidn desisted from working Erev Shabbos. What's that? You know, there's malachas on Shabbos. That's Mespa Erev Shabbos. Ready Erev Shabbos. So Yidn said, this is the opposite. Some people like work till the last minute. Complicated. Some people don't have a choice. Their offices will fire them. The best thing is that a Yid Erev Shabbos early says, I got to stop. Even he can't just come into, if you're working till the minute Shabbos exists and you're really saying till the second before Shabbos, I'm needed, I'm in charge, is the opposite of Meisper of Shabbos. You want to come into Shabbos and receive the Shefa of Shabbos, the sense Hashem runs the world, so a person has to already be Meisper of Shabbos, has to be Meichen. Meisper of Shabbos is what you do across the world. Meisper of Shabbos, they give it up. This is the last Gemara that Shaya learned, and it's the Gemara that the Nesiva Shalom says is why Zachar is learned on Shabbos. Because the Bechina of Shabbos is Hashem's Welt. We're in Hashem's world. And we're in very good hands. When I was a youngster of Elisha, I always wanted to know what to do with things. I thought I was a tin can. All different reasons. Today I like studying what is something, not what to do. I can't, I've added the things to do, but what is Purim that I could plug in? Purim is a koyach, and Shabbos is a koyach you could plug into. Shabbos is a place you could plug in. It's Hashem's Welt. It says the job of Shabbos is Tov L'Hodes L'Hashem. When I was younger, I thought on Shabbos, work on thanking Hashem. That's not what it means. The Bechina of Shabbos is the place. You're in Hashem's world. Things are good. When you're in that place called Shabbos, you recognize things are good. Tov L'Hodes L'Hashem. You see the kindness of Hashem. That's the possibility of Shabbos. Of course, if you're thanking Hashem, so Chitzonis Meiros HaPnimius, of course you're plugging into something as well. The Metzius of Shabbos is the place a person has the possibility, sensing we're in God's world and we're in very good hands in His world. He's running things and leading us and guiding us and things. We're in very, very good hands. That's Bechina Shabbos. To get into that space, you have to be Meisper of Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, he already works on removing himself from the picture, really thinking about Emunah Hashem, reviewing and recognizing Hashem runs the world. He's Meisper of Shabbos in order that he can arrive into the world of Hashem's world of Shabbos Kodesh. This is the exact Hesnagdus of Amalek. Amalek, who's a Ram, who's about Gaiva and Yeshus, and a person's existence separate from Hashem, knocking out a Dira B'tachtonim, that is exactly Amalek. The Hesnagdus of Amalek is Shabbos Kodesh. And this Gemara of Meisper of Shabbos is the Avoda that eradicates Amalek. The Yitzchapin, we need Hashem. Hashem runs the world. Hashem is the source of all of our chiyus. This is the avoid of Shabbos Kodesh and the avoid of Erev Shabbos. So I wanted to just read those pieces because he says that's the inyan of Likra B'Torah, Parsha Zachar. This is the exact, he said, that a person Shmiyashish B'Kirvus Asina La'amalik. This koyach of Rabba Olam that's against everything that a yid is. A yid is the announcement that we're the people of Hashem. Hashem has a dir b'tachtonim. Amalek is about the separate existence of a human being independent of God. And this is the inyan of Meisper of Shabbos. I wanted to share this with the chevra. I'm going to ask your Alicia to come sing. I do want to say that a big inyan that Shaya worked on was Shmiras HaLashon, was something that he tracked, that he had a diary of Shmiras HaLashon. Not saying bad on Yidden. A big part of the avodah of the time we're in, Amalek fought Klal Yisrael, the people of Hashem. A big inyan is to be ma'agid with Yidden, is to celebrate, yes, the people of Hashem. Not saying Lashon Hara, not speaking derogatory, being Mechabed Yidden is a big inyan now. We're giving Shalach Manash Ishtar Yehu, we're giving to the Avyayinim is a big inyan right now. If I could ask, where's Shlomo? He's giving you his guitar, Rav Elisha. If Rav Elisha share, I want the guys to hear, I want to introduce Rav Elisha, somebody of Talmud Chacham. He's somebody who really started. I talk about somebody who started, who built this yeshiva. Tremendous emunah, tremendous siddkus. The impact of Elisha had the early years in the yeshiva. Many of the rebbeim in the yeshiva come from those early years in the yeshiva. Rabbi Shapiro Shlita, Rabbi Wisnicki, Rabbi Brownstein, Rabbi Ezi. So many of the rebbeim were in the Beis Medrash then. An impact, Rav Elisha, somebody of Emunah, somebody who was close to Tzadikim, he was very, very close to the Chaim Berlin Rosh Hashiva of Aaron Schechter, had an impact on us all. His music and equal as the men shalein, the person. So I'm going to ask Rav Elisha to share with the Chevra. Ready. Because the Yidden were always busy doing that. So if Hashem made that happen, that's what it's a similar to. That this Yid probably did that right. That this Yid was probably a person who was Takabi Mace Bar of Shabbos. That's a good Shiloh. You pick, Rav Elisha. But you're feeling the most.
Everyone's an
Ishanus. Wow, that's
I'm going to start with a song that probably here nobody knows. Like you just said, the way you're feeling. It's a song that you could find if you look for it. Right, let's see, learn it first, yeah.
It's your.
Yeshua. Somebody last night, someone who had a throat sorrow, he said, I'm going in a certain way, I'm a halach, I'm supposed to be doing things, I was told by my Rebbe to do this, everyone else, the world says in general, do this, you have to go with this kind of treatment, whatever it may be. He said, my Rebbe told me to do this. He said, I told people, though, almost confidence, I'm doing the right thing, I know Hashem is telling me to do this, and I'm not going to be let down. You'll never be embarrassed. We trust in Hashem. We give it to Hashem. You will not be let down. You will not be let down. That's the haftacha that we have. Shavasam ha'isa l'netzach. We're talking about the song. It's a song. We can do it too, of course. Okay. We have to went to the appropriate time.
Okay, now.
How's it going, right? This song was composed a few years ago. And it was just recorded, so you could find it if you look for it. But I'm not here to promote a song, we're here to sing together. But it's been on my mind, the song, and that's why I'm so hoarse. I've been recording it the past few days. So I said to knock that everybody, Baruch Hashem, wait a second. But Shavasam Hisa Lanetzach, we see Gabi Purim, you Tom Takash Baruch, what are we saying? Shavasam, their salvation, the salvation of Chai Yisrael, you are Lanetzach forever. The Sikvasam, their hope, you are B'chol Dar V'Dar, every generation, you're their hope. And this is something that we say for Purim. So the obvious question would be, what's Lenetzach? Then, there was a big issue, we were in a tzara, we were about to be annihilated, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. I say, no, it's Lenetzach, B'chol Dar V'Dar, every Dar. Every Dar, so what's the pshat here? The Sfasam talks about this, and perhaps others. The simple pshat, he starts with saying maybe a simple pshat is because if we would have been annihilated, every single one of Chayisah, we wouldn't be here today. So it's nimshach, we called our door, it'll last forever. Because now we're here because of Anis. But he says, it gives us a hope in every generation. Why? In the times of Purim, the Nes of Purim, he says, the Yeshua came about not because of any schus that Klal Yisrael had. There wasn't a specific thing. Viggy, you hear this? Viggy lives 2 days now from me. You have to come here to see him. Isn't that amazing? Happy I came. The Nes of Purim did not happen for any schus that Klal Yisrael has. Not because we did this or we did that. Of course, there was tefillah involved. There were things that we had to... So, but it was just because of who we are. It was people that we were not roi. We didn't deserve it for anything. But because we were here, because of who we are, as just being a Jew, that's how we were saved. So, Mamela, this is l'hayidia. This tells us in every dar, he says, even in deres hashvelim, we feel we have no zechuyos. What's to us? What are we going to say? We want because of this, because of that. No idea. Shakol kayvacha loyivaisha. As long as we trust in Hashem, because I'm your son. This is who I am. Not because I put in tefillin today. Not because I did that. We should do that. It's good for us. It's good for our relationship with Eibishter. That's not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That's not why He's going to save us. We see it important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us. He's close to us. He wants us. He's going to be Yeshua. B'chol Dar V'Dar. No matter who we are, no matter where we are. Just because we are. Just because we are who we are. B'chol Dar V'Dar.
Let's get the words. Everybody should know the words. I want us all to sing it, Eliyahu. They're beautiful, beautiful words. You know, you go to 5 speeches and you say, what's Kriyas HaMegillah, what's a teaching? And every person will offer beautiful ideas. The Megillah is something that Chazal themselves tell us, the end of the Megillah, Chazal write this to us. It's not left up to different interpretations. Loidia is to let us know. We just read Megillah, says we're going to read it, Be'ez Hashem, Moitzei Shabbos, and then again we're going to read it Sunday morning. And the Megillah itself, Chazal tell us the purpose of reading it. And Loidia, to let us know, like Rav Elisha said, we've relied on many isms. There were many Yidden who leaned into many things. In Germany, many Yidden were like so excited by German culture, and they thought this was the great salvation of the Jewish people. In Russia, communism, many, many Yidden leaned in and felt that was the great salvation to the humanity. There have been many isms that people leaned into, and we ended up with egg on our face. It didn't end up saving anybody. It didn't end up being good. We've leaned and relied on many, many things that didn't bear the pears. Anybody in their own life can think about people that they may have relied on and betrayed them. They relied on this and it didn't give them what they thought. It didn't mean to them what they thought it would mean to them. There are many things we could lean in and say, it didn't work the way I wanted it. And the purpose of the Megillah is Lahidia, to let us know Shekol Kaivecha, all that hope in Hashem, Layikomu Lanetzach. You'll never end up with egg on your face. Faith in Hashem is rewarded. Faith in Hashem, you never end up, whoa, that was dumb. No. You never Shekol Kaivecha Layivashim, Layikomu Lanetzach, Al Chayzimach, those that trust in Hashem. I never end up with egg on their face. It always ends up that was the right thing. I was on the right team. And that Hashem promises us. There are many other things we could pin our hopes on and people end up with a lot of egg on their face. Like, really? You relied on that? That doesn't come through. Hashem and reliance on Hashem comes through. Let's sing a beautiful song.
One more time, okay?
La la la.
Shlaimi, you have down that for that song? Let's do one more time, again. Yeah. And I like the beautiful song. One more time, Nachman. Yeshua sam hayisa lanetzcha. Vesek basam bechal darvada. Yeshua sam hayisa lanetzcha. Vesek basam bechal darvada.
Always come.
The comedy of Rezzy, please.
Okay,
Rezzy,
what song you wanted?
What?
I didn't hear what song you want.
Ishudi.
Ishudi, how's it go?
Ishudi, hiya. Do I?
No, good. Let's try here.
Let's
find you a key. This key is special for
Rebbe. It's gorgeous.
Want
to
Let's see if he answers.
Revelation made that up.
Yeah.
Flip the fire.
You made up the first Aniyeshema. Let's sing that. I always try to teach it to the guys. But I like my own version. You teach the real one. If the Chevra could learn this song, Ani Yishena, believe the air. It's a beautiful song Rebbe Elisha made up. Have you know this song? I tried it. Yeah.
Rob, I think Rob should do a solo, Rob.
Cares, check this out.
Yeah.
Are we helping or are we throwing Rebbe
third? Yeah, we'll all up.
No, the first time around.
We can help, sure. Yeah, check out this song. Schleim, help with this one.
I'm Schleim. Are we singing this?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, who do you think gonna do? Yeah,
but he's gonna
wait the hill.
To which one?
Wait the hill, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like.
Hey, come on, bro.
See, you want that?
I say, It's a very, very nageya inyan to the Megillah. Ani yishena v'li bi'er. The Lubavitch Rev, the Rebbe said that it said, but Haman said, yeshnai, am echad mefuzer. It should have said yesh. Should have said there exists, Yod. What's yeshnai? And the Rebbe said from Kadmainim that yeshnai is a lashon of shena. And Haman said they're sleeping. And what it means they're sleeping is they're not aware of what a yid is. They're sleeping. They're not living with a conscience of what a yid is. That's yeshnai. And he says when we woke up to what a yid is, that a yid is a bria that testifies, that is a person who's a loyalist to Hashem, so then nadadashnas ha-melech kaviyachal Hashem woke up. When we woke up to who we are, so then kaviyachal Hashem leaned in, these are my people. That's nadadashnas ha-melech. Ani yishen avali bi'er means even when I'm asleep, even when I'm farshlupin, my heart is awake deep down. I'm aware of who I am. Ani yishena v'libier. I might sometimes be a little sleep, but libier, my heart's awake. Kol doidi doifik means the voice of my beloved of Hashem is knocking on my door, saying pischili, please open up. Now it says four l'shainas of love. Achoisi, my sister. Rayasi, my friend. Samasi, my tmimastika one. These are, Yainasi is my dove. They're all the shyness of love. And Hashem is begging Klal Yisrael, let me in. I'm here, I want you, let me in. Pischili, Achaisi, Rayasi, Samasi, Yainasi is Hashem's four the shyness of love that he's begging Klal Yisrael, let me in. Kol Daidi Daifik, the voice of the beloved is knocking, saying, I want you. And we might appear to be asleep, but libier, our hearts are awake to hear this call of Hashem. That's what the words mean. I love that song. I always like that song. I once sang it to them in the car ride, but much better to hear it from you. Let's sing Yidden together. Do you know the Yidden? You know the Yidden song? So come up, sing it with Shlaima and Revelisha. Yeah, so sing it. Yiddy, let's go.
Bend your ear, bend your knee, bend your... In the back of the wagon of the Bashrep, go.
Baal Shem Tov in the back of the wagon of the Reshit. In the back of the wagon of the Baal Shem Tov.
Yeah, and let's go.
Hear off the creepers and see the panemies. Every year has a national. Hear off the creepers. See the beneath, every head on his shoulder. Heal off the creepers, and see the beneath, every head on his shoulder. Heal off the creepers. Every year has a neshama. My Yedin, so holy, so pure, so precious, neshamas of Yedin, neshamas of Yedin. My Yedin, so holy, so pure. Shabbos of Yedin, Shabbos of Yedin. Smack on the pavement, say the benignities, Yedin, Yedin, Ata Neshama.
I can't do
Yehuda, the first time we played that video, Reb Elisha, I played to the whole yeshiva video that Yehuda had showed me of one of the Bachrim who was nifter on Simchas Torah, was killed because he's a yid on Simchas Torah, and the guy in the car, you saw that video, Nifla, this beautiful Yiddish kid playing a Lekai Neshamish and a Satavi Torahi. And Yehuda should, I showed it to the yeshiva, we watched it together on the parents' day. You saw that video. So it's just pure Elokai Neshamish and Asatavi Torahi. I thought it's very appropriate. Yeshaya Twersky's yard said he was pure, very prestigious. He dressed prestigious. He cared about the dignity of a yid. Elokai Neshamish and Asatavi Torahi. I said over Chevra, there's a place that the Yetzirah and no force of evil can touch. There's a place called Kol Yisroel, Klal Yisroel. It can't be touched. We all have places we can like stumble. There's a place called Klal Yisroel. When you touch that place called Klal Yisroel, it's like it's not hurt, it's not damaged. There's a place called Klal Yisroel. One of the inyanim that the Baal Shem spoke about is bonding with Yidden and touching that place called Klal Yisroel. This youngster driving in his car singing Elokai Neshamish and Asatavi Torahi was so precious. I'm going to ask Yehuda to share that with the Chevra. Maybe we'll join in soon. Say 10 things.
I think it's very, there's a lot of Ashkacha going on, but today's Avodah is like music, and obviously we're getting into Purim, and where is music found in the Megillah? It's not. That's very much by design, right? In the party, right, Ahasuerus had like the best party planners, and everything was there, like for everyone, everything was there except for music, which is a very interesting note to make. And I've heard, that's like a very, very popular answer, is that was very much by design. Why? Because the Suda was a very sneaky way to get Yidden to have a taina against the Yidden, which actually was successful, right? But in a very sneaky way, nothing was forced on anyone. But had there been any music, even a little jazz band in the back, a little rhythm, music is the language of the soul. That's what we really know. And if there would be any music or any rhythm, there would have been a chance, and they knew this because they were smart, there would have been a chance for like just holy thoughts and holy feelings, and that would have sabotaged the whole plan. So I think it's a very appropriate thing that we're getting involved. Okay. Thank you. Nishama shenasata bi
Thank you.
How do you write it? One of you is.
Let's read it. Look at the pickles over there. Thank you. Eroi Olai.
Yeah!
Crowd favorite already. Pe'eroi Olai. His glory is on me. Upe'eri Olav. My glory, our glory, is on him. Pe'karoi Ve'elai, and he's close to me. Pe'karoi Olav, when I call to him. The taicha, this is the glory that we're referring to. Is tefillin. It is called a pe'er, pe'er chachavosh, and I guess it's appropriate, seeing someone's from the Megillah already, that he's the ma'isayir, the simcha, the sasayim, v'yikar we know is tefillin. Somehow tefillin. Somehow tefillin was. Expressed or was rejuvenated somehow through the Nes of Purim. That's be dealt with that in its own time, but there's such a thing. That's the Yikar it's filling. By the way, I'll be back here. I'm going to tell Rebekah Shavart, you can listen in if you want. Did I tell you this before? It says, the Yikar that was, it was tefillin. Where do you see in the Megillah that tefillin achieved a certain prominence that didn't have prior to that? The pasuk, or a few pasukim before this, says in the Megillah, "Rabim me'ami ha'aretz misyadim." Ami ha'aretz, they became Jews. Ki nafal pachad ha'yudim aleihem. It's also an Indian. They were afraid of the Jews. By tefillin, it's about tefillin. It says. Somehow, if we have tefillin on our heads, we live a life of tefillin. The way tefillin is, the idea of tefillin, and we wear tefillin, there's something that we have nothing to fear from the goyim. They're going to fear us. So the very next pasuk says, "There's yikar."
Alive.
I wanted to say tremendous revolution. Coming. I want to say to the guys that we just, it's beautiful, Musava, beautiful entire gathering. There's something that means revolution learned in the yeshiva. He's sitting as a beautiful family. He has a beautiful home, beautiful mishpacha. And the guys here, you didn't overlap and learn in the yeshiva the same years. And I just want to say that this. We're sitting here today on the yard side of a bachur who's nifter 21 years ago. I want to say that guys put things in the yeshiva, and each one impacts the next one. And this is a world in the world of giving, in the world of caring. It lasts for all eternity. This guy impacts the next one, who impacts the next guy, who impacts the next guy, and things spread and things grow. The sincerity that Rav Elisha put in yeshiva 24 years ago, and 23 and 22, whatever the numbers were, and continues in the Beis Medrash, it still lasts today. It has a lasting, a really lasting impact. I want to thank Rav Elisha for coming today and sharing us. It means a lot. And Baruch Yosef's neshama should have an aliyah. I wanted to ask the chevra specifically. We said Shmiras Halashen was something that we could be more medakdek with, what, not putting down yet. Befrat in the season of Purim, the season of Adar, and you see, you talk about tefillin, which is the glory of the yid. But don't put down the yid. We should see in our days Aramas Karen Yisrael, the restoration of the yid, the value of yid, and of course Aramas Karen Mashiach, Meir Yamein. What was it? 6:30, either next door or in the 6:30.